It's the general rule of thumb that we call the dark-coloured aphids that we find in our gardens blackfly, and the green, pink and lighter-coloured ones, greenfly. And whilst there are many different species of both blackfly and greenfly, one of the most common throughout the growing season will be a blackfly, the black bean aphid, Aphis fabi. Black bean aphids start their life in early spring, hatching from eggs that have been laid on shrubs such as Euonymus and Viburnum during autumn. Feeding on sap within the shrub's tender new shoots, the aphids rapidly grow into adult females that begin giving birth to around a dozen live young each day. Live young that already have live youngsters growing inside them too. Being so fecund, dense colonies of black bean aphids will soon develop on the shrubs, although they're unlikely to cause any lasting damage. Because by late spring, the leaves on these shrubs will have become too tough for the aphids to effectively feed from, and the colonies will have started to decline. So at this point, the aphids start giving birth to winged females that fly off to find new, tenderleaf plants that they can generate their colonies on, such as dahlia, poppies, and various legumes that very soon become caked in many hundreds of aphids as they voraciously feed on the sap and viviparously reproduce. But even if these new colonies become overpopulated and harm the plants they're now infesting, they'll no longer have to produce winged females to find new hosts, and they won't have to walk to find them either. Since black bean aphids nearly always establish a mutualistic relationship with another type of insect that carries them to a new host plant when required, herds them together like farm animals, and fiercely protects them from predators such as ladybirds. And this astute aphid minder will primarily be Lasius niger, the common black garden ant, who in return for looking after the aphids for the rest of the growing season, harvests and consumes the rich sugary honeydew that the aphids excrete. By the end of summer, though, when tenderleaf plants are no more, the black bean aphid colonies dwindle and the ants depart. But not before the colonies produce another batch of winged aphids, which this time includes males amongst the females, who fly off and complete the black bean aphid's annual life cycle by mating and laying overwintering eggs on the shrubs again. And for gardeners and growers who might wish to control black bean aphids during the growing season, the safest way would be to spray these delicate little sapsuckers with a powerful yet fine jet of water to effectively remove them from the plants. That is, until the ants put them back again.